I was just wondering if you could provide just some short commentary, basically regarding the funding for the Transportation Department, specifically the road projects. I had spoken to Tom Waters also with the
Okay,
Highway
perfect.
Commission, and
Yes.
he saw, I think at that time he suggested maybe around a 30% reduction of the
Yeah.
budget there. Can you go into some detail?
Yeah, of course, just like every other enterprise, we are not immune to the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. And the majority of state road fund dollars, the vast majority, come from highway user fees. So motor fuel taxes make up about 40% of our annual revenue on the state side. The motor vehicle sales tax makes up about 30%. And license and registration fees make up about 25%. Then we have, miscellaneous, if we have like cost share with communities or other states on projects, that makes up about 5%. So when we are and have seen on the motor fuel side, these sources of revenue have significant lags between economic activity and when the revenue is actually booked. It runs through a multiple supply chain, if you will. So we have already experienced, and we could see coming because we track, traffic volume and things like that. In early on and into March and April, we were seeing traffic volumes down as much as 50 or 60% in various locations in the state. That has come up from that period of time. But when we look, I'd say this period this year to this period last year, we're still in that 20, 25% range down in traffic volume. So, spread that out over the period of time, and we clearly are at 30, 35, 40% of revenue loss on 40% of our revenue. Motor vehicle sales and motor vehicle sales tax, again, a little lag there, but we had, kind of year-on-year comparisons where we were off almost 50% in revenue there. So 50% in revenue on 30% of your overall revenue there. And then license and registration fees seem to be coming back somewhat as fee offices are reopening around the state. So there's a little pent-up demand. We don't see a huge long-term decline there, I think. But still, we're probably off, going to be off 10% there. So yeah, when you combine all those things together, we really are looking and have experienced already a good 30% decline in revenue. So what's been booked so far through May, which if we look at April and May booked revenues, we're $45 million off plan. And that really is associated with February and March, not with April and May. So we still have several months to go through before we see the major trough and hopefully, the bend coming back up. But, in many cases, when you have higher unemployment and things like that, there's a tail to this that's going to continue for some time. We've estimated, I'm president of AASHTO right now, which is the National Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, and we've looked at this across the country. And that 30% figure is about what we settled on. However, we are tracking receipts into the U.S. Treasury associated with motor fuel tax, and that money gets deposited into the Highway Trust Fund at the national level. That's the source of what is that is our primary source of revenue for construction projects. We put some state revenue in, somewhere between 5% and 20% on each project, depending on the type of project of state revenue, and we get anywhere from 80% to 95% of that dollar for construction comes from the federal government. The April to April comparison in the Highway Trust Fund nationally, there was an 80% decline, 80%, 79.18, I think, is what I read this morning. So this is a substantial downdraft in terms of resources for the organization. And the because we are managed by, you know, as if you know Tom Waters, we have the good fortune of having really substantial business-minded, experienced folks in our commission. Bankers, attorneys, family enterprises with agriculture, major construction concerns. So we have a good kind of fiduciary oversight that really makes us look at things very much like a private enterprise would. The money not coming in, what are we doing about it? So for the last 10 weeks, we've taken several measures. Starting about 10 weeks ago, we started slowing discretionary purchases, you know, equipment, material, things that could be deferred to the extent that we can. Now, you don't want us to defer too much material because materials are things like salt that we usually buy at this time of the year to get, you know, our barns filled up for winter maintenance. But those are the types of things we have to consider. You know, what are we doing here? So in some weeks since that time, we've actually cut back discretionary spending and purchasing by as much as 80%. That's an economic decline for the region as well, because we are purchasers of a lot of things to do our work. We've also put executive review on every single hiring and promotional decision. It's not a way to freeze hiring, but it's a way to slow the spending down, and it's been very effective so far. Our team's doing a great job kind of deferring and covering for each other because we continue to have and have had for a number of years really high turnover as an organization, and we have to replenish people into the system or really get caught unable to do our core functions. The third thing we've done is we have delayed our advertising schedule on about for construction on about $360 million worth of construction projects to date. We haven't canceled anything, but and we continue most of our year's worth of construction. The stuff you see going on right now is already under contract. It was already let before this happened. Many of these contracts were signed last year for the work that's happening this summer. And in fact, one of the bright spots in the economy is because of our ability, not only internally at MoDOT, but with our construction industry, we put in place very rigorous social distancing measures, and we retain them to this day, and protective equipment so that we could continue the essential services. And transportation in general has been defined as an essential service. So our construction output to date is actually running about $100 million more than this time last year. So we've been really successful, I think, at working with private industry to work safely but still have output going on. We're really pleased with that. I think it's one of the bright spots in the economy. But going forward, because, you know, I have outstanding construction contracts that far exceed the balance of the state road fund, I count on a replenishment of that money coming in through state receipts and federal reimbursements. So, you know, with that as an outlook right now, we've got to slow down that additional obligation of construction activity. So that's what we've done. We've slowed it down. About $50 million worth of governor's cost share projects have been deferred. There has been subsequent action by the General Assembly to reduce appropriation availability there. So until the finality of the state budget and all the withholds are done, we don't have the full impact there yet. But that may result in some cancellation of projects there. We just don't have that impact yet. Secondly, we've delayed through the commission's approval. We've delayed about $60 million of additional construction contracts. Many of those are kind of on-call contracts, so we're trying to minimize the impact on project timing. And then the biggest one so far is we were set to advertise for the Buck O'Neill Bridge in the middle of May, and we've deferred that advertisement. Now, our team worked really well, and we're obviously working with the community, but our team worked really well to compress our own schedule. So we've done nothing to the overall project schedule yet, but we have deferred that because, you know, every 2 weeks further, we know a little bit better what the revenue impacts are and what the outlook is and whether or not there's a federal solution that we're working on. So if we can get to the point where we advertise that one, and that's about a $250 million advertisement, if we can get to the point where we can advertise that by early July, we won't have jeopardized any of the project schedule or further obligation of the project with the federal government to draw down the build grant. So we're focused on that build grant piece. That's important to the city. It's important to us. It's important to the financial plan for the project. But, you know, these are the types of things that we have to make choices on. We have not gotten to the point yet where we've stopped or slowed any existing construction projects that are ongoing. That could be an option at some point. We have not felt that we needed to get into that yet. And then kind of the last thing so far in our portfolio of response across all of our spending categories is we're going to, starting next week, we're actually going to be reducing, we need to reduce some payroll costs here. Our entire senior team is going to take a pay cut for the next 3 months. The rest of our workforce, the work week down to 32 hours, so it's a 20% reduction of hours and pay. And then we have made application with the Department of Labor to be a participant in the Shared Work Program. That Shared Work Program is intended to help employers save payroll dollars and jobs, you know, kind of at the same time. So the way it works is our folks would have access to unemployment benefits for the lost wages, and that would also subject them to the benefits under the Federal CARES Act that are available through the end of July. We're going to run this for about our program boundary right now is to run it through the end of August. So there'll be 6 weeks with higher benefits and compensation overall to our team, and 6 weeks with a decline of that. But, you know, we're asking people to kind of manage their own budgets accordingly so that they bank on some of the benefit and forestall the negative impact. So overall, the vast majority of our team won't have any negative financial impact over this period of time. But there, it's clear, you know, we normally, this time of year with construction inspectors, with our striping crews, with our mowing and maintenance and everything else, we're normally in overtime mode right now, and we've had to pull all of that back. So our service level will decline. We will not hit all our targets for our work plan this summer, but this plan will enable us to save somewhere between, we estimate somewhere between $17 and $20 million of payroll costs. Having that compensating federal program dollars not have that harm our team financially. And frankly, we need this team in place. We didn't want to go through a series of layoffs or anything. We want our team intact because we also do think that there's going to be substantial federal investment as a way to reauthorize surface transportation, which is due anyway at the end of the summer, and to help bolster the economy to grow us out of this economic issue that we're in right now. So a little bit of a mouthful there, but you know, we're working on all fronts.
Yeah, very, very comprehensive statement there. I think it covered all my questions, to be sure. But just to be sure I understand, so basically from the project standpoint of things, you're deferring a lot of that until things begin to rebound. You said you were seeing some recovery there.
Yeah, there is a little, but you know, if we have substantial duration, our biggest problem would be that we might not have enough money to draw down the federal resources, and that has a leverage and a multiplier effect that is very substantial. You know, over the next 2 to 3 years for our entire construction program, which is intended to average a little over $1 billion a year. And frankly, we just hit the $1 billion mark this year for the first time in a decade. So, you know, it was a number we had our sights on because of all the work that needs to be done. You know, we haven't had that really big policy victory here in the state to increase transportation revenues, but we've been able to really creatively leverage all the federal programs and with Governor Parson's focus on bridge program, we're able to tap the capital markets a little bit to up that investment level. It'd be a shame to see it go down. If we're at a 30% revenue reduction at the state level, let's say this lasts for 18 months, I could be in a position where we could potentially lose almost $2 billion of federal funds because I wouldn't have the wherewithal to match it. That would actually almost entirely cancel our next 3 years of construction. We would just be operating and, you know, plowing, you know, in the winter, mowing in the summer. It'd be very damaging to our entire program. So we're trying to be careful about lopping on additional obligations now before we know where we stand. So there could be some cancellations of projects. It just depends on how long this lasts. Again, we are seeing an uptick in travel as stay-at-home orders are being eased back in, so that's a positive sign, and we're hopeful that, you know, that will continue. But, you know, the one thing we can say about transportation user fees is, you know, it's not like there's any elasticity with them. If you didn't drive as much as normal in April, you're not going to double your driving now to make up for it. So that money's by the boards. It's gone. So that's the piece that we're trying to work our way through, adjust our spending plans accordingly, and that's no different than any other enterprise, right? You can't spend what you don't have.